Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what is going on? Man, I got so much to talk about. This Rosebud, you know, I'm at the helm of this motherfucking Down and Dirty show. You know, this show is brought to you by the, you know, AskRosebud.com and DownandDirty101.com, where you can find a lot of information. I'm telling you, you can get a lot of information for what you really going to be needing. Now, I don't want no confusion. I want you to understand, I can't help it that I'm a 360-degree motherfucker. I know square shit, and I know some fly shit. This is the fly shit show. This show talks about a whole bunch of shit that has to do with my past life, pimping. Now, you don't actually have to be a pimp to be on this show or listen to the show, but that's what I'm going to be talking about. So you guys can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And don't forget, you know, I got two D's for a double dose of this goddamn shit. First of all, let me just make sure that you're hearing me. 646. Can you tell me if you're hearing me or not?
Loud and clear, bud.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm putting you back in. Okay. Just don't forget I got two D's in my name for a double dose of this motherfucking shit I'm going to be talking. Now, I hope, since you guys are the kind of guys that want to be off, you know, you don't have to want to be a pimp. You just got to want to do something slick. You got to understand the slickness about what you're doing. Now, if you do, fine. And we're going to be fine. But if you don't, just sit back, relax, and understand some shit, because this show is needed. This show is 100% needed. And the reason it's needed is because I kick game, especially on this show. And if you got any kind of situation that, any scenario, you know, that we can come up with, I am going to let you know whatever you need to know within 3 or 4 seconds. It's not going to take me any amount of time to tell you what you need to know. So the call-in number, said all that to say, the call-in number is 657-383-0809. Call in, ask me what you, whatever the fuck you want to ask me. You know, even if it's a challenging type situation, I'm up for the challenge. I'm a competitor. Challenge me. On this show, we kick it about not the problems, but the situations that people that are, men that are in the kind of life we live, you know, basically is going to run into. But even like with squares, when I tell them that, I say, you know, we kick it about relationships and shit, and we want to handle our nuts and handling the relationships, even in this life, as a pimp, you better be able to handle what happens. And when you handle it, you better be able to keep both of your nuts, or that bitch gonna take them. What we do on here, serious business, you know, talking about this shit, just in case you don't know this, I'm telling you, talking about this shit that we talk about, it's like preparation for you to do what I'm needing you to do as far as be a motherfucker in this game. Every situation in our life, in life period, has problems from time to time, but as men, we need to know how to deal with them fucking problems and keep both of our nuts. And as pimps, we got to know how to continue to get paid when we deal with those problems. So I'm sure you guys know the second rule to the ABPs, to being a motherfucker in this life we live, is that you gotta understand and be able to follow instructions. If you don't know that shit, then you haven't been to my ass Rosebud site, because I've been had that up there. You ain't checked out none of my free shit, ABPs, the Players U, Rules Become Alpha, all that shit. You know, me and this nigga. Hold on 1 second. Tay, I'm doing my show, man. What's up? All right, man, for sure. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. But what I'm saying, I got free shit. Just go to askrosewood@gmail.com and, you know, ask for the free shit, and I'll send it right to you. Now, let's get into the show, because I got hella shit to talk about. First of all, I hope you guys really realize one thing about me. I am genuine. And I am one of the only motherfuckers that's available to you. I'm one of the only motherfuckers that's available to you who know what you're looking for. And to add to that, not only do I know what you're looking for, I'm willing to give it up to you. I'm talking about all you got to do is the fucking come on the show. Listen to it freely. If you want something in particular addressed, then you just punch 1 and your motherfucking ass can be addressed, whatever it is. I'm one of the only motherfuckers that you can do that with. Well, sure, you could call into any goddamn show and the motherfucker be telling you about driving around with your dick hard and all that goddamn shit, trying to fuck a bitch every bit. No, we into something else. Yeah, we like pussy like the next motherfucker, but we don't think with that head. We think with the other head, the one that's on our shoulders. So what I'm saying that for is the only thing I ask in return, the only fucking thing I ask in return is to support this motherfucking show. And you do that in the form of helping it out by asking questions. That's all the fuck I ask. I'm going to do this until the cows come home, these shows. But to help, that's all I need, is for you to be asking questions. If I don't get support, I'm sure I've been thought of something else to do and said, fuck it. But at this point, I'm not thinking that, because I really like doing this show. Because putting together the motherfucking tools for this show really make me go back and start thinking about this game. So just put it in your minds to support this goddamn show. I got confidence courses if you need it. I've been written 20 novels. I got audio books. Everything is available on Amazon. Well, not all 20 of them damn books. I'll take that back. I just like for you motherfuckers to understand, if you're trying to learn how to get at a woman effectively, I'm not talking, you know, on my other show in Ask Rosewood, everybody come out fucking a bitch. You want to fuck the bitch too, I'm sure, but that's not all you want to do. So what I'm saying is, on this show, we talk about how to get to do what you really want to do. Getting the pussy is fine, you know, everybody want to fuck, but that ain't where we coming from. So of course I'm not going to really be talking about that kind of shit. It may be sometimes, but I don't know. What I'm saying is, you want to learn how to get at her effectively. You want to learn how not to waste your words. You want to learn how to recognize when you're wasting your time. You know, it's a lot of shit you want to learn. And I can do it for you. I mean, I can't do it for you. No. I can do all kind of shit, but I can't do it for you. At best, I can only make a few educated suggestions. Educated, because I've been in the streets, the same streets you in, and I've dealt with damn near whatever problem you could bring up times 20. So I'm just a person that can make some educated suggestions. And if you follow them, you'll goddamn see the results that you're looking for. I mean, see, the thing about me, no motherfucker can tell you that I'm not smart. But do you ever hear me tripping on that kind of shit? No, I don't sit up here and tell you what I know. I mean, sometimes I might tell you that, but I don't trip on it. Because that's not a big thing to me. What's a big thing to me is I never lost myself. I'm a street motherfucker. And everything I did, I translated it into some street shit. That's why all the shit I talk on my tools, all the shit that I talk on my down and dirty site, I mean, it's not no goddamn square shit. It's some serious fucking shit. And the sooner you accept that I can help you, the sooner you will see the success that you want to see at catching women. I done explained in layman terms, I'm talking about very, we're just about anybody can understand it, what the value of each piece of information is to catching women. Just like when we on this show, I explain whatever I'm saying so that you can see the value in it. And the sooner you guys realize that I done taken all the elements, I've taken all the elements of my attraction to women. Whatever I have that attracts women, I've taken it and made it to where you can harness it. Otherwise, I put it in the different tools, conversation tools, mentality, different tools. You'll see them on the sites. But the reason I'm saying that is because don't forget, I got a fucking master's in teaching and learning with technology. So what I'm saying is if you understand the correlation between having the different things on the site and me telling you about teaching and learning with technology, you should understand how easy I have made it for you to learn the things that you are trying to learn about this game. I mean, I can show you how to walk and how to talk and how to catch, but it's better. It's better for you. If you have personal situations or scenarios that you can bring to me on this show. That way, this game we kick, in that case, when you bring your question, will be directed to you, whereas everybody else is just getting information. There's nothing good or bad about what I just said, except for in your case, you're getting your situation dealt with. Now, scenarios that have occurred in you know, whatever you want to call it, your quest to catch a female, these scenarios that stump you, these scenarios that make you not really able to do what you want to do. See, we can talk about those and I can handle them for you and you can deal with it next time. But you didn't have this avenue. Now you have this avenue. So bring them motherfuckers up and we can kick it about them. And then you'll learn, not then, but you will learn some significant things to do about whatever shit you're running into. You got to shoot me questions. You got to shoot me situations. You got to shoot me scenarios that we can kick it about. And you'll get the direction that you're looking for by us kicking it. But what's more important than that is I got these goddamn MP3s with conversations you can use, which you can use them as templates. You can use them for fucking whatever you need as far as having something to say to a fucking woman for developing your own conversation. And this is exactly why it's so important to have in templates, because you got to have something, some kind of reference. Unless you don't need it. And if you don't need it, that means you already got conversation. You know, with the templates, you get to hear conversations like the ones you're going to be having. And you get to see what you do when she mouth off smart, when she mouth off acceptable, when she just don't even mouth off, just go on with the flow of your your conversation. You get to see what to do in order to get to the end result that you're trying to get to, which is to catch this bitch. If you don't know where to begin, you now have templates for situations. You know, from being in a park, to being on the streets, to being in a store, to being at a stoplight, to being at a, you know, a group of women, just to name a few. You're going to hear significantly different approaches to each of those situations. Each situations that I motherfucking described to you, you're going to hear totally different scenarios, approaches, and they're all going to end up in the same place, which is you having the woman. And the one thing that is very obvious in all of the tools is that I'm very confident about what I'm saying and how I'm doing what I'm doing, which is all you need to do. You know, I've been told that they dope and, you know, goes deeper into how to work magic on women in 20 minutes. I've been told this. Motherfuckers been fucking with the pickup artists for fucking years. And they tell me in 20 minutes on one of my shows, they didn't pick the way more information than they did with them damn pickup artists. Why? Because I'm kicking real shit. Dudes tell me they get out of my free Sunday shows, my free Thursday shows, you know, they get more from it than one of them $3,000 camps they didn't pay. I ain't laughing at you, but anyway, one of them camps they didn't pay for. See, the MP3 is about conversation. Have the correct flavor. You get an aggressive woman, you know, talking that goddamn don't need a man bullshit. You know, man, I smash them bitches and I'll show you how to smash them motherfuckers. And you ain't even gotta get mad. All you gotta do is what I tell you to do, and when it's about aggressive bitch. Now you take those fucking MP3s and you realize that they allow you to hear and get a real feel for what it takes to be down and fucking dirty 24/7, 365. They give you the proper perspective that you should have when you out catching a bitch. Them motherfuckers allow you to understand the feelings involved in living off of your mind's flow of words, because that's what pimps do. I don't know if you motherfuckers knew that, but that's what we do. We live off the power we get from feeling the effect of living off of our words. Because what we say determines how well we live. Ain't no force, ain't no trickeration. It's all about coming with the real out your mouth, like I do when I kick it with you. I'm not trying to make any of you motherfuckers who didn't describe yourselves as a Mac or a player or a hustler or whatever the fuck word you describe yourself as, I ain't trying to make your motherfucking ass insecure. I'm trying to get all you motherfuckers to step it up a notch and be your goddamn self so you can prosper in this arena. Because if you get in the streets trying to fake like a motherfucker, I see you, 336. If you get in the streets trying to fake like a motherfucker, you may as well shoot yourself in the head. Matter of fact, don't shoot yourself in the head. Shoot yourself in the face. So just in case you survive, you got a fucked up face because you ain't got nothing going for you. 336-247. What's your first name? What's up?
OG, what's cracking, man? This South North Carolina. What's the deal?
Nothing, man. What's the deal with you, bro?
Hey, man. Shit, I'ma just get straight to it, bro. Man, what's the best way to stay focused, man, when you're striking out in this game and your ribs are touching, man.
Now, what you just asked me, you know me, I talk a lot of shit, man, but you're going to have to listen. What you just told me is that you out there, you know, stomping the pavement, and you ain't getting no results, and you damn near white around the mouth as Al Jolson. What I'm saying is this. Hey, what
Bills
I'm saying is...
Bills is piling all that shit, right?
Hey, what I'm saying is this. See, game is a motherfucker. If you got this going and you got that going, see, you're going to be in the situation you're in for a long time. If you got one fucking thing going, because that's what pimps, you understand, and that's what I was trying to say earlier. That's what this is. This show is about the streets, the pimping. What I'm saying, as a pimp, let's say I got two or three very significant skills, which I do, and you know I can make money living on either one of them, you know, but I choose to live on this pimping, and then I get to doing real bad, you know, and I reach over here and I grab something from one of these other ways I know to make money, and I make enough money to come back to this pimping, I'm going to be all right. You know, I'm going to be all right. See, but it's these motherfuckers that be talking about they trying to charge a bitch, woo-woo. But at the same time, they rappers, you know, and at the same time, they drug dealers, you know, them motherfuckers, when you get like that, what you describing, see, they suffer. So, I said all that to say this. The only thing I can suggest is for you to choose, because let me tell you this, I'm not talking negative, but I'm really going to tell you what I'm thinking. You one of them niggas that do all kind of shit, huh?
Hell yeah, I'm guilty. Every motherfucking thing you say, I ain't going to get on this bitch and start lying. Hey, nigga, you see me too quick on that, but your motherfucking ass seemed real motherfucking fast. Who the fuck was on this phone, nigga?
Hey,
I ain't seen you, man. Hey, you the master, bro.
I'm trying to tell you,
the master.
Man. Hey,
yeah.
When you get this game I got and you start using it like I do, that's how you will be. You ain't got to be told the truth.
Oh, my fault, man. I ain't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, G, man. I'm really trying to dive off the deep end with this game, man, with this pimping, man. But you know what I'm saying? I think what you just said, man, as far as me using the other bullshit as a crutch whenever this shit ain't working, or whenever I ain't seeing what I want to see, is really hindering my game. You know what I mean? And now that
that's exactly what I said. Because the game rewards you when you be true to it. If you dive off the motherfucking... Otherwise, when using your big brother push you off the goddamn edge of the pool and made you swim, he knew you could drown. But he also knew you wasn't going to drown. Because he knew you was just scared to learn how to swim. And once you got in that motherfucking water, and you realized you was going to drown or swim, and you started swimming, you forgot all about the nigga that pushed you in the water. You in there having fun until you get out, start drying out. Man, don't you push me in there, nigga, you know, whatever. What I'm saying is this, bro. Once you really, really get into this shit, and you stop allowing shit to deter you or distract you, then you'll start seeing results. Because you're being true to the game, you professing. And once you be true to it and start getting little things to happen, I'm talking about just having $3, $7 in your pocket and you know you're being true to the game the next day. You know, even if you got to sleep with somebody, you know, that they crib or whatever, on the couch or whatever, and had them little thing. You know, all this shit you got to be willing to go through to be off in this motherfucker. Losing shit. See, check this out. This is what a real motherfucker think, bruh. And I'm really lacing you with this. You got to be able to lose things without feeling like you've lost. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Now, go a little bit deeper on that, Carl.
What I'm saying is, let's say you got this, that, and the other bills was due, and you was trying your damnedest to whatever pay the shit. In the shit, you just can't, and you lose all this shit. A lot of motherfuckers feel fucked up because they didn't lost this shit. So then they become a loser at that point because they're starting to think like a loser. I'm not saying they can't change, but at that point they are. So what I'm saying is, if I lost some shit, let's say I got some credit cards, woo woo woo, and you know all this shit going, and I didn't lost because this shit didn't happen to me, and I didn't lost all this shit, and you know the days is coming, I mean the time is going, and it's coming to the point where I realize I'm finna lose this shit, and let's say it was today that I lost this shit, you would never know it because I ain't getting a fuck if I was really trying to handle the shit and I couldn't. Well, fuck them. That's how I think. I'm serious. Fuck them. Otherwise, man, losing shit don't make me a loser. You know, losing shit mean I lost some shit right now. You know where I get that from? From losing bitches. From you motherfucking, you know, whistling while you walking up to the door, you know, put your motherfucking key in the door, you know, thinking to see this bitch. And you go in there and look like a tornado then motherfucking went through the crib. This didn't, you just, as soon as I see that, oh, man, the bitch gone. The bitch gone, you know? So what I supposed to stop him because this bitch gone? Bitch, fuck you, and you look better going than you did coming. Because when you was coming to me, I ain't got a dime out your motherfucking ass. But when your motherfucking ass leave me, if I didn't get paid, then that's on me. Because when you leave, you didn't pay me. So you look hella better. Your back look way finer than your front to me. Shit. That's what I'm letting you know. You understand what man, I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Now that you broke it down, man, that's some real cold shit, man. I think I had them attachments. I think I'm now seeing that my attachments to the material bullshit is really where my confidence was at. And now that that shit is on the line, you know, I guess that, you know, it's all coming, you know, front street.
Man, I ain't gay or nothing, man, but you can't tell me your dick ain't getting hard kicking that shit there. Because that's real
shit. My dick ain't jumped, man, but my heart damn sure didn't race, so I give you that.
That's some real shit. I'm saying when you say real shit like that, man, you just, you know, that hanging on to that material shit, you know, because let me ask you this. Did you buy that watch or did that watch buy you?
Man, I think the watch bought me, man. For real.
Yeah, well, understand from now on, you bought the watch. You bought the car. You bought the house. You bought whatever the fuck. That shit don't make you. You make that shit. And the only reason you bought that goddamn watch was so that watch could look good.
Yeah.
I'm just being real, man. Hey, I'm going to put you back in, man, but that's dope, man, for real.
For sure.
Hey, 786. What's your first name? What's your question?
What's up, man? It's Dre, man. What's going on with you, man?
Hey, man. Ain't nothing happening, Dre. How you doing?
Yeah. I mean, I think I told you about a couple of weeks ago about this little hoe I had, you know what I'm saying, that she was on my line and shit like that. And you told me that, you know what I'm saying, pull back from it and, you know, she going to come make her way. Well, you know, for the past couple of weeks, she did make her way to me. And, you know, I had set her down. And this kind of stems from the conversation you and the brother just had earlier about, you know what I'm saying, being down with a whole blow. You know what I'm saying? This bitch right here, man, you know, she had a little situation with her kids in Cali about, you know what I'm saying, the courts had to go ahead and take her kids. So she kind of, and that was really like the only bitch I really had, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I stayed active. I tried to, you know what I'm saying, ride on the blade, try to talk to the bitch and whatnot. But, you know, the chances were real slim right about now. So, you know. So I'm in a position right now where, you know, I got to stay down, you know, and, you know, the bitch ain't really, like, getting money like that no more. So I'm like, you know what I'm saying, bumping my head and trying to knock another bitch, man. So, you know, my question to you is, I don't know if pimp niggas still do this, dog. Do they still do, like, jugs you know, you got like a pill partner you fuck around with, and you may be down at the moment.
The nigga,
you know,
get
you may
jug,
give you a jug.
Yeah, he'll give you a jug. But listen to this. Do you think pimping is having that bitch, and she do have these problems, which we understand, and if you was going to take care of the problems, it would take money, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would take money.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, let's say you was going to take care of the problem, and these ain't your goddamn kids, but this your bitch. So them kids in that way is yours as long as she your bitch. But she's your bitch, and she's motherfucking, if that's the case, you got some sort of responsibility as long as she's doing what your bitch is supposed to do. But if she ain't paying you right, you know, giving you little or nothings and still bringing you these problems, that brings me to what I asked you at first. Do you think pimping is having a bitch that's doing that?
No.
What do you think pimping is in that case?
I think, and as far as that case, in that case goes, yeah, you know what I'm saying, bitch, anything that a bitch goes through, you know what I'm saying, her responsibility is my responsibility, you know what I'm saying, because I'm presiding over the woman. But in my situation,
wait,
it's a little different.
Wait, that's, you presiding over the woman if she paying proper.
Yeah, well, she was paying me proper. She was paying proper.
I didn't say if she was paying you proper. I said if she paying you proper.
Oh yeah, not now though.
But
not
no,
now.
I'm not asking you no questions, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a question.
I'm correcting you as far as what you were saying. If the bitch is your bitch, you know whatever's going on, blah blah blah. I'm responsible, and I'm saying you're responsible if the bitch is paying. Otherwise, you can't pay today's bills with last month's receipts.
Right.
You gotta have
today
current receipts to pay these motherfucking bills. So what I'm saying is, if the bitch ain't paying you, and you end up asking me some kind of goddamn question because you're going through some changes, that, to make a long story short, since you ain't gonna really follow my little scenario, I'm gonna just tell you ain't doing no pimping, man. You like these other any motherfucker today? Just got your hand out, don't know what to do. When it's time to motherfucking do something, and you, if the bitch can't make no money, you ain't gonna get no money. What I'm saying is, real pimp nigga, don't they? You got one bitch, it's too close to having no bitches. That's why you don't wanna have one bitch. You supposed to motherfucking have a gang of bitches, and you motherfuckers get comfortable with one bitch. Talking about going through changes. Oh, it's hard to catch out. Well, what the fuck you doing out there? If it's hard to catch out there, take your ass where you can catch. That's what this game is about. This game ain't about because you're from somewhere in South Carolina, you got to stay there, and it ain't but seven bitches in the whole fucking town. If you stay there, then it's on you. That's you, man. That has nothing to do with the bitch. It has nothing to do with her problems. Let's say you wherever you at, and the motherfucking bitch got these same goddamn problems, and you say, you know what, bitch? I heard they was really getting some money over here in Las Vegas. So let's go over there and see. And you come over and start getting a gang of motherfucking money. What the fuck you gonna do? Fuck over the bitch? No. You gonna handle that bitch shit? Y'all gonna get that shit straight? And you just gonna keep going. But what I'm saying, you niggas don't do shit like that. Because you don't believe in the game. You just believe in having, you just believe in having your hand out so you can get whatever money the bitch got. And then when the money slow down, you ain't got nothing to say.
Nah, not my situation. Not really. Not really.
Well,
you know,
well,
it's because it's not all
really
about the money with me.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. What we talking about, which you obviously didn't hear, was being responsible for the bitch. So, if you responsible for the bitch, that totally supersedes it's all about the money. We have established, or I thought we did, it ain't got nothing to do with the money. So what I'm saying to you right now is, if we was on the streets I would charge you right now. Nigga, that's sucker shit you just said. That's some really faggot shit. And then I would say what I just said to you. Nigga, you ain't heard me talking about no money. You heard me talking about the motherfucking bitch and her responsibilities are mine. And the only prerequisite is that the bitch continue hoeing. Because I'm going to continue pimping. And pimping includes whatever your responsibilities are. But you ain't responsible for a non-paying bitch. Bro.
Yeah, okay, I see where you're going with it now. Yeah,
I ain't going nowhere. I've already been here. This is where I'm at. You finally coming to where I'm at. Because what I'm trying to tell you is you got to think in reality. You can't think in a virtual reality world. You got to think in a real world. And everything has to be really applicable to what you're doing. So you can't do none of the shit this bitch need doing, and she paying you $7.50 a night. The only way you can do what she needs done is you need $15 a night. If the bitch giving you $15 a night, then whatever the fuck she need, your ass is going to be responsible for. And it ain't no questions. Because that bitch your bitch, and all her shit's your shit. But if the bitch expect you to start straining to take care of her shit, and you allow that strain to be pressure on you to where your shit ain't coming up right, then, man, who's pimping? The bitch or you?
I understand what you're saying.
So what I'm saying, bro.
You can't let the bitch situation, you know what I'm saying, become your situation if she ain't hoeing. Because that's the only thing that matters, you know what I'm saying? If she's going to be doing some hoeing, you got to be doing some pimping, because you pimping 24/7, so she should be hoeing 24/7, right?
So let me ask you this now. Do you think what I was saying earlier was about the money?
Nah, it ain't about the money.
So I wasn't even talking about the money, huh?
No, you weren't talking about the money. You were talking about pimping.
You motherfucking right. I was talking about the real deal. So what I'm saying is, you can't run from it, man. That was a run from it sentence, man. You tell me it ain't all about the money with me. Well, nigga, if you want to run, run. If I was in the streets and we was kicking it, I'd have said, oh, yeah, you're right, man. And then I'd have let you go. But since we on this show and we talking shit, you know, I'm letting you know I'm going all the way. And I'm letting you know I ain't scared. I ain't got no problem with what you say. I don't give a fuck. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a bust. I'm going to say the same shit. And it ain't going to take me 2 seconds to even come up with what to say, because I'm seriously laced with this game. And the way I want you to be is like this too. And the only way you can be like this is to know the answers to shit. And you guys don't know the answers to nothing. All you guys know is that you should hold your hand out so the bitch can put the money in it. That's all you guys know. That's my problem with you guys. You don't know how to do no pimping. Pimping requires thought, and it requires you to be a thinking motherfucker. And everybody tomorrow, oh, you're just a nothing. You're just taking money from women. Bitch, that's because you don't know nothing about pimping. Because you so goddamn busy thinking when you pimping, and you so always occupied with pimping that you ain't got time to be lazy. If you fucking lazy, you ain't gonna do no pimping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right, am I making sense to you, man?
Oh, yeah. That's why I like chopping up with you, man. You know what I'm saying? You can pull your nigga coattail, you know what I'm saying, with a nigga slipping, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can always pull a nigga coattail, get a nigga back together, man. So, you know, that's why I fuck with the show. Hey, but I got another question for you, bud.
Come on,
hey,
man.
I listened to you a while back, and you basically was saying that with your hoes, you know what I'm saying, you had, the way you did it was you used to always create experience with them, you know what I'm saying, by giving them like an anticipated rush, like give them like, you know what I'm saying, like memories and shit, like how you took the bitch to the car lot, and you had the bitch drive the car off the lot and shit, and you created an experience in her mind to where, you know, that, you know what I'm saying, I guess basically that's how you keep a bitch for a long time.
Is you asking
Can you
me
elaborate? Yeah, I want you to elaborate on that. Well, you know what I'm saying, and not situations pertaining to a car lot, but what's some situations where you can really keep a hoe for a long time and keep her like down and dedicated towards your program?
Well, let me tell you this, man. Me and this bitch was together, and I think it was, I don't forget what year, but it was an anniversary. And I told the bitch I was going to take her out and for her to name where she wanted to go. And the bitch said some shit. We was in L.A., and she named some shit on La Cienega, which was Restaurant Row, which had exquisite fucking restaurants. And I told her, damn, baby, you want to go there? He said, wait a minute, if it costs too much, we can go blah, blah, blah. Now, if I'd have went to one of them restaurants, you know, to really spend money, blah, 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 I might have spent a couple hundred dollars on some dinner, $300 with drinks and shit. So I told her, you know what, baby? I want to take you to La Dome. And she said, La Dome? Because she had heard of it. You want to take me there? And I said, yeah, baby. So we go to La Dome. Now, I've never been to La Dome. And I was going to take her somewhere on La Cienega, but something came to me and said, no, I was riding past La Dome, and I saw it. It was on Sunset, a really, really, really fucking upper-class goddamn restaurant. But I never had been there. But I'm Rolls Royce and shit. So when I pull in there, they think I'm a regular motherfucker. So we pull in, they take the car, we go in there. And they, you know, once they seat us, this waiter came to the table. And he had got our shit, you know, and he brought us some drinks. And when he brought us the drinks, he stayed there. And I asked him, you want me to pay for the stuff now? He said, no, I'm your waiter. And I said, okay, but why are you still here? He said, no, I'm your waiter. Otherwise, until I dismiss this motherfucker, he was going to be standing there to make sure I have a good dinner. So if I knew what I was doing, I would have known to dismiss him. But I didn't. So what I'm saying is when he's telling me this shit, I told him, you know what, man, I want some wine. And he brought me the wine list. $300, $800, all kind of goddamn shit. I bought some wine. And when me and that bitch got through with that dinner, I had to pay $1,200. I think the tip and all that shit, $1,200, $1,300, whatever, $100. What I'm saying is that's how you make a bitch have memories. See, you got to do something that bitch ain't thinking about, that goddamn bitch thought about before, but this is something out of her reach. Because she's thinking a motherfucking, she's thinking like a motherfucking square ass motherfucker that she might only have $2,000 in her pocket, but she can't spend $1,200 of that on no dinner, you know. So she might have rolled past the dome and seen it, but it didn't register to her because she can't do that. So what I'm saying is, I can do what the fuck I want to do, because I got hoes and I'm doing some pimping. I ain't doing what I want to do with one bitch. I got a bunch of bitches. Because while me and this bitch doing what we doing, them other hoes getting my money. So what I'm saying is, that's why a motherfucker like me, when a bitch asks for an off day, bitch, if you wanted a designated off day, you should have been a goddamn secretary or some kind of...
Go get a job.
Get a fucking job, bitch. Because what day can I not afford to get the money you gonna give me? No day. So the only day is when I decide that I should like have an off day with you, bitch. And in the off day, if that's the case, I'm going all out. I'm finna do some memorable shit. I used to do that shit all the time. I mean, memorable, that's something that costs money. Memorable is Valentine's Day. And you bring this bitch a big old card where you sat and drew something, because what I drew was a picture of me and the bitch. And it looked it like me and the bitch. And I motherfucking had colored it in and all kind of motherfucking shit. And the bitch looked at that shit and she just creamed. That didn't cost me shit but some time. So it ain't about It is not about the money. It's about knowing who you fucking with, which means you got to know who your bitch is. And if you know who your bitch is, you know what to do for that bitch. That's how it works. That's how real game works. You know, because you pay attention to all that shit. If you're really about this game, you pay attention to all that shit. It's not like something you, oh man, that's something I never thought. Man, you be in paid attention this year. You might not have knew what to do with it, but you certainly didn't notice it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did that shit.
All right, man, I'm going to put you back in unless you got something else.
You know, nah, I can't really, you know what I'm saying, thinking about right now.
Well,
but, you know, something going to always come to me.
Come on back. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to put you back in, man. I'm going to go on. So, what I'm really trying to get you guys to understand is the main reason that I want you to step it up is there are such people as players and hustlers and all that shit. But the major difference in what you do and what they do is significant. So what I'm saying is, if you run around here talking about you a Mac or a hustler or whatever, and you ain't doing what they do, then you're just doing the same thing, which is why you don't call yourself a pimp. You don't call yourself a pimp because you ain't doing what pimps do. But why would you call yourself a Mac if you ain't doing what Macs do? You can't get away from it, is what I'm saying. You can't run. You motherfuckers all take words and you define it. You take a word and you define it, and then you do to it what you did to everything else in life. You just learn the surface of what it is, and you don't get into what that particular word really is. All most of you guys care about, I mean, I ain't trying to be chicken shit, I'm just being real. You guys, all you care about is faking or pretending. When do you grow out of the fantasy of virtual world? When do you get real? I know when you get ready to fuck a bitch, you get real because you really got to take your drawers off and stick your dick in the bitch. So you get real then. I think that's the wrong time to get real. When it comes to a woman, it shouldn't matter how attractive she is. You really shouldn't care at the point of meeting her. You shouldn't care how attractive she is. As a matter of fact, if it's about me, I like fives, you know, and less. And I done had several fives and less turn into 14s. Excuse me again, on the scale of 1 to 10. So what I'm saying is, how she looks should be the last thing you see when you get at a motherfucking bitch. See, the difference between me and the pickup artists and all these other motherfuckers talking about this male shit, you know, fuck a bitch, all whatever, is I know the why of it all. And I don't tell you shit that you should do without telling you why and how it's done. And I can do this because, like I told you, I'm not a fake nerd type motherfucker who figured out how to write something. Then I stole a bunch of other motherfuckers' ideas and wrote it into something and then charged you $3,000 to come to a fucking camp. I've been doing the shit I'm telling you over 35 years. There are several reasons why you should not pay attention to a woman's looks when you meet her. The main one is you don't want to be swayed by her beauty. And another one is she's going to look hella different after dealing with you. I know dealing with me, as far as if I got this brow, she's like a 4. I know dealing with me is going to make that woman hella more beautiful. I know that. She's going to learn it. And so I may as well show that I know it by styling with the bitch. You know, I'm going to style with the big old bitch or the ugly bitch or whoever the fuck. Because I don't give a fuck how she look when I meet her. And when you go really do what I'm talking about, the way you take care of it is you get it done by making little suggestions, compliment her lipstick or her hair or her clothes. And if necessary, you know, you show her what you're talking about pulling her hair to the side or letting it down or whatever the fuck you're trying to tell her. You don't want to really sound like you're trying to change her, nor do you want to sound like you're trying to improve her. You want to sound like you're trying to compliment her. You just want to sound like you're trying to compliment her. This is the stuff that is detailed in my courses. How to make any woman a slave to what you say. My course have a roadmap lane for your fucking ass. Let's say you speaking to a woman and you want to stand on the principles that you have developed concerning women. Now, that's right. You might not have knew this, but you have to have a set of principles that's going to guide you when you are talking with a woman. Now, what is the first thing you do when you run into a woman who is, you know, seemingly giving you action? What is the first thing you do? Come on, call in. Let's kick it. 657-383-0809. Don't be afraid. I only sound like a dragon. I'm really not a dragon. I'm just an alligator. The most important thing, come on, 832. 832-816, what's up with you? This is Drew Bone.
What's up? Nah, this is KB, dude.
KB, okay, what's up?
Man, I'm going to be honest. The first thing I do when I see a female giving me action, I wouldn't say the first thing, but in a lot of cases, I freeze up. And then my game plan changes, and I just have to improvise. And a lot of times, it don't work. You know what I mean? It don't plan out or it don't pan out the way that I want it to.
KB, you have to be 100% honest. It's not a lot of times. It never works.
I wouldn't say never. Shit.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I wouldn't say never because I do get action out of some of those bitches that I be getting at, but a lot of them I don't get the action that I know that I could get if my game was tighter.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know that the most important thing is to establish with that bitch who the fuck you are? So immediately she can see who the fuck she's dealing with. What does that sound like to you?
With all due respect, babe.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this. If you was talking to a woman and she said, I don't be dealing with no man that do this, and she started listening to whatever, what would you say to her?
Honestly, I can't say exactly what I would say, but in most cases, I would try to prove that I'm other than that.
That's why what I just said is you got to let her see who you are. Because then when she asks that question, she's already not afraid to ask to show you who she is. She's letting you know this is the kind of woman I am. Then you got to tell her, I would say something like, you know what? You got to check me off the list because I'm damn near everything you just mentioned. You know why? Because I'm not going to try to convince her of shit.
Yeah.
If you don't like that kind of man, then make sure you don't see it in me. You ain't got a list, no whole bunch of bullshit for me, because I'm not going to bring you all that bullshit. So if you list that goddamn shit, then that means that you're trying to make me suffer for what some other sucker did with you. And I'm not going to suffer for what some sucker did with you. You ain't going to make me pay for your past. See, I would bust all that on her.
And that falls into what you say.
at times. You said something before on one of these broadcasts. You was like, when you agree with a bitch, all you're doing is giving her the nails to put in your coffin.
So what I'm saying is you may see what she's saying, but you have to bring it from a male's point of view. So even if you see what she said, oh, yeah, you know, I see what she said, but then you drop what I just said on her. See, it's a whole different ball game at that point. And what I'm saying is you got to let her see you. So immediately you let her see you ain't going for no bitch shit. If that's what you think, then good. You don't want to talk to me because I don't think that. That's what you. That's what I mean when I say let her see you. I don't mean let her visually see your body. I'm talking about when she says some shit you don't like, let her know it. Not be angry, but let her see it. Explain this shit. Make her understand who you are so she'll know you fucking who she's fucking with. That's why I always fuck a bitch when I want to fuck her. Because all this shit she be saying, you know, you show something else. You know, girl, I thought, what took you so long to know I'm like that? I don't try to deny it. I'm not convincing you of shit.
From the get-go.
Period. I ain't convincing you of nothing. I don't give a fuck what you think. I only give a fuck if you're thinking what I want you to think. My care is limited to if you're thinking what I want you to think. Other than that, it's not like I want you to get ran over by a car. But I'm saying, fuck you. I don't care nothing about what you're thinking or doing. I only care if it's right.
Uh-huh. You're showing her that you got nuts because you ain't trying to squeeze in all sneaky shit just to get close to the bitch.
Well, see, that's, I didn't say that's what you was doing, but didn't you just say that's what you be doing?
There's so many ways. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. Yeah, there's so many ways. Yup.
Hey,
yep.
Hey, but what
yeah.
I'm trying to tell you,
but I'm
guys,
working on it.
No, it ain't no big deal, man, and that's why you supposed to punch one. That's why you supposed to talk, because how can you improve unless you understand exactly what you're doing? And you didn't know I seen that damn shit. You didn't know I seen that that's what you be doing. You thought you was saying some shit, whatever the hell, blah, blah, blah. But see, you fucking with a motherfucker that's been in the streets. What you say, how you act, all that goddamn shit. Just like the last motherfucker you heard on this show. Man, you ain't got to tell me what you're talking about for me to know what you're saying. That's why I can cut you off and say what I got to say, because I ain't got to hear everything you got to say because I already know what you're talking about. But people right. don't want to believe that. People don't want to believe that shit. But you see, I was right about you, you know, a couple of times. And it ain't no negative shit. It's just that what you got to understand about what we do is be real. And if you're real with yourself, what you're trying to do can come to fruition. But you can't be, let's say you want to drive a big old semi. That's what you want to do. But all you driving is a regular little car. But you keep seeing a diesel, talking about, man, I want to do that. The only way you're going to do it is start driving a diesel, learn how to do it, then drive it. Other than that, you're just keeping yourself wherever you at.
And learn
at
how
point.
To shift gears.
Well, driving a diesel
learn how
is way
to shift
more
gears.
There's way more than that. But what I'm saying is you have to learn that. And if you learn it, then you'll do it. But if you don't learn it, all you're going to do is wish to do it. And as long as you wish to do it, you're not going any further than where you at when you wish to do it. Let's say you're on the ground and you want to get off the ground. So you wish you could drive this diesel truck. If you don't learn how to drive that diesel truck, you're going to stay on the goddamn ground. Does that make sense to you?
Makes a whole lot of sense. And it's nothing negative, like you said. It's just some shit that needs to be corrected.
Period. Period. So, you got anything else?
No, that's it, man.
All right, for sure. I'm putting you back in. So, the thing that I want you to understand is that's the most frightening thing for most of you guys, especially you dudes that's trying to talk some shit about, you know, pimping or being in the streets. letting that brow see who you really are is the scariest goddamn thing for you motherfuckers to do. And see, me, the way I'll do it is I'll see if that motherfucking bitch is free for a few hours. And if she is, I don't know I'm going to run into her, so I didn't have this plan. Just like I didn't have a plan to say to you right now. But what I'm saying is if the bitch is free, we going to ride down the 101 and we going to head to the Petrified Forest. Now, this is like a good 90 or 100 miles away. And what I'll do is I'll start being a guide from the get-go. And when we get to the forest, I'll start telling her about the thousand-year-old trees and shit that's there. Now, what I'm doing is letting her see me. Because if I let her see what she want to see, which is how fast I want to fuck her or what I want to do with her, put her on the street or whatever, then she's not getting to see me. So I'm not talking about none of this shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. 917, come back on. I seen you. But anyway, what I'm saying is just bear with me for a second. Matter of fact, fuck that. Let me get you. 786-930. What's your first name? What's your question?
Yeah, yeah, man. What's up, man? Yeah, hey, yeah. Bud, let me ask you something, man. You know what I'm saying? I had three bras, right? You know what I'm saying? They wanted no turnout, but I'm trying to give you some turnouts. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I need a little work on my turnout hand because...
Stop right there. Stop. Now, listen to me, man. I ain't got time for this kind of shit. Because you ain't got no three bras. And if you did have them, you just saying it. Because the girlfriend... If you had
None of that girlfriend shit.
So you had three bitches that was selling pussy paying you?
Yes, sir.
Stop right there. You had them at the same time or you had them three and since you've been trying to send bitches?
Well, I had two bras. I had two bras at first and I had not one on the blade. So I had a total of three. I took two girls to Vegas and then one of the girls I had in Vegas, she was like some faggot bitch. I reached out to her last P was telling me, he was like, yo, man, you know, you need to get rid of that hoe called police on pimping. And then next thing you know, I'm up in Vegas, and then, you know, I ain't getting no phone call from the bra. It'd been like hours since I got a phone call from the bra, so I'm riding on the boulevard, and next thing you know, I seen like four cops, you know what I'm saying, with my bitch, and then I left it with the Cali. So, you know what I'm saying,
Let me ask you this. What if that bitch was just getting jammed?
Yeah, it probably was, but like I said, I had reached out to her last peep, and he told me, he said, man, that bitch called the police on pimping. He said, man, don't fuck with her, man. And
okay,
so I left
man.
That bitch
so,
in Vegas.
What I'm saying is, you believe that motherfucker?
Man, I ain't want to take no chances on that.
I believe that.
Because I had just knocked on the blade. And like the very
but
next
that
day.
Listen, man, what I'm trying to tell you is this. You can believe the motherfucker, or you can do what you said. You don't want to take no chances. Either one of them is okay. But I wouldn't have did neither one of them. I'd have waited and see what was going on. Why? Because the police pose the jam hoes. That's what they do. Just because the nigga said the bitch said it, he's told. Now, I'm not saying if the nigga said she didn't told. Did you ask him, did she tell on him?
No, I ain't getting to all that.
How do he know she tells?
I guess because he had her.
But you're guessing.
That was her last piece. No, that's what he told me.
He told you that she tells. But did you ask if she told on him? Or who did she tell on? What I'm saying is, how do you know he was telling you the truth?
Hey, when I saw those police surrounding her, I didn't even want to take no chance.
Stop right there. We just established that they're police and the bitch is hoeing. So they're going to jam her. So just because you see them jamming her does not mean shit other than she's getting jammed. Do you see that or not?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see that. That's obvious.
Well, why the fuck did you leave? If it's obvious.
Man, when I seen that, shit, I was going to Cali anyway, because the bitch I had, she was from Cali.
See, you guys, you're not telling me the full truth about this, and what I'm telling you is this, and I'm going to just give it to you straight. That's why you guys ain't got no business out there. Because when you see what goes on out there, all you do is run from it. If the bitch would, let's say she did get jammed, and they took her in, she ain't did shit. She held her mud. So, but she calling you, and you ain't nowhere to be found. I'm saying you motherfuckers give her reasons to tell on you. You can't even stand the heat, let alone the fire. What I'm saying is this. Yes, they tell on you. Yes, you did see the police jamming her. But how many times in a career do you think you're going to see motherfucking police jamming your hoes?
A lot. At least,
I'm talking about 10,000 times.
Yeah, but now when you just knocked the bra off the damn blade.
You're going to see the motherfucking police jamming a bitch you just put on the blade. Why? Because she's standing out there looking like a hoe, and they jamming hoes. They're not jamming your hoe. They jamming hoes. Yo bitch just happened to be a hoe. And they jamming her. So what I'm saying is this. I was in Kansas City, and I done had this bitch some years. And she called me. She said, you better come out here because these motherfuckers is trying to not let us work. 33rd and Truce. I was in Kansas City, yeah, 33rd and Truce. So I get in the car and I motherfucking get on the truck. She was saying the police wasn't going to let her work. If they didn't have no pimp, the police wasn't going to let her work. Now, in other cities, it's always the opposite. If you got a pimp, you know, fuck you, bitch. But if you don't, be careful. You know, watch out, blah, blah, blah. But I'm in Kansas City. So I ride up on the track. As soon as I get up there, I see this bitch pointing at me as I ride by. Now, 2 and 2 is 4. I didn't have the bitch. I just can't see her fucking telling on me. But I showed and seen her motherfucking pointing at me. What would you have done, mm-hmm. man?
Well, if the bitch was pointing at me back in your day, man, I probably would have known she had pulled up on her. But, I would have pulled up on her because I had the bitch for years. You say you had her for years.
Why
I had this bitch for what?
A bitch with the police there.
If she pointing at me and I'm riding around?
With the police?
Oh, with
there.
The police? Nah, not with the police.
Well, what?
Not with,
what
the,
was,
not with
what
the police
saying,
around.
Listen, what I'm saying is
me?
The police got to listen. I done rode up on the track, and the motherfucking bitch. I see the. She's already called me and told me that it's crazy up here. Blah blah blah. So I'm on the track, and I see the bitch jammed by the police, pointing at me. What do you think? What would you have done?
I went to the bitch, give me a call. If she locked up, she'd give me a call. And then I go
okay.
get her out.
Okay, good. That's a good move. But what I'm saying is, you know what I did? I just went up the street, and I made a U-turn, and I went back down the street, and she was still jammed. And I made another U-turn, and I went back up the street. But this fucking time, the police jumped in the car. And I said, God damn, this bitch didn't get me up. So the police, they in the car, they swoop around, and then they like pull up on me. It's not behind me. They pull up on me on the side. And then tell me to raise my window down. And I raised my window down. And the motherfucking police said, it's them your hoes. God damn, you know, like right now, do I answer this? You know, And I'm saying, if it was, you know, they won't take me, God, you know. So I said, yeah. He said, cool, because I ain't having no outlaw bitches on my track. So,
God
so
damn.
What I'm saying is, if I'd have been a scary motherfucker, I would have told him that no, they ain't my hoes. He'd have took them to jail.
Right.
Thinking, them bitches would have been thinking, what did my man tell them fools? You know, shit, woo woo woo. That would have brought all kind of other problems in because I'm scared. No.
Yeah, but
two
scared. But that fear. Now, I don't have that fear because, you know what I'm saying, a little situation like that happened to me in Vegas, except the fact that we got pulled over. I was over there by Planet Hollywood, and the bitch parked the car wrong. So, you know what I'm saying, the police had rolled up on us, and I was suiting and booting and everything like that. And then what the cop did was he separated me from the bitch. It was two holes I had. He separated all of us. He put me to the side, and he put the two girls to the side. And then he ran one of the chicks' record, and I guess she had a bunch of hoe charts. And then he asked her, is he your pimp? She said, nah. So, you know what I'm saying, I ain't really fold because, you know what I'm saying, I knew these bras stayed down for a little minute. So I ain't really fold on that. I didn't really have no fear in me. But that bitch that I knocked on the blade when I saw her with the police.
Well, let me tell you something. You did right. Everything was cool. But the little scenario you drew up, you know, I ain't saying you was wrong or right. All I'm saying is think about it the way I was talking about, bro. You know, because, see, you can't be scared of the game. You can't be scared of what's involved in the game. You just can't. There's motherfuckers that's going to come up to you woofing like a motherfucker. You didn't heard they was killers and all that shit. And if you act like a punk, they ain't got to pull a man a gun. You just going to be a punk, period. And then he and everybody else going to think of you as a punk. So what I'm saying is you're supposed to be able to stand up to all of it. You can't be afraid when you see the police jamming your bitch is what I'm saying. And you can make 150 scenarios where you should be afraid. And if those are the ones you want to live on, fine. And they're not wrong. They're correct. But you ain't going to do no pimping.
Yeah.
You understand
so
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. Exactly what you said.
Okay.
So how's all these niggas out here getting caught up with all these, you know what I'm saying, trafficking charges?
Because
you know
they
what I mean?
Not pimps, man. They just doing shit.
No, some of them be pimps.
Man, come on, man.
Some
Which
of them
one?
Be pimps. So you said Good Game wasn't no pimp?
Good Game, man, I ain't gonna say nothing about Good Game, but I am gonna say if he was, he wouldn't have got caught up in that shit. Because you don't do that kind of shit. Though he got caught up in something that he ain't had no business fucking with. And I heard a lot of good shit about Good Game. You know, but let me tell you something. You ain't gonna get me on no computer meeting some bitch and doing whatever the fuck. Because I don't know the bitch. I can't see her. Period. You know, if a bitch called me on the phone and she telling me that I gave her my number, woo woo woo, I ain't finna kick it with that bitch. I'm finna tell her to meet me at whatever time over here. And if she do, I'm gonna meet her over there. And if we kick it and she fool me or whatever and I get a case, fine, but at least I seen her. What I'm saying is, man, these niggas, you know, I don't really know the details on Good Game, so I ain't saying this about him. But what I'm saying is that these motherfuckers be doing some shit that they ain't got no business doing. You know, they didn't just start doing what they're doing. You know, when they had the Hollywood Express, that was a newspaper, and they had all the sex ads and all the shit in it, just like Backpage, just like Red Book, all this shit. What I'm saying is, it's not technically new like Backpage or Red Book, but it's the same shit. The motherfucking police sit up and call those ads, and then if your bitch get caught up in it, she caught. So it's not new. Because Backpage or blah, blah, blah. What it is that they're doing it according to how it is new as far as technology goes. But at one point, Let's say you in Hollywood Express and some motherfucker call you. The bitch got to know how to interview a motherfucker on the phone. And it's certain things that motherfuckers can and cannot do. They can and cannot say. Yeah. Now, what I'm saying, if your bitch go through all that, the bitch that answer the phone, she go through that every single fucking time, they not going to get her. But when you take shortcuts, or if the bitch woo-woo was doing something, blah, 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 they ain't, you know, in the way you do it, you're going to have problems. That shit was going on in the 80s. So it's not it's different because you see it different, but it's not different because all they doing is hiding behind whatever advertisement you're doing. Because advertisement means you don't get to see the person that's actually soliciting you. The only way you get to see them is on the streets.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you get all these dudes that's so scared of the game that they want to be, yeah, this back page is a lot safer. You think it's safer. And not only that, what happened? They closed it down. So
man,
all
I ain't gonna lie, man.
Huh?
I ain't gonna lie, man. My first hoe I had her on Backpage, and I ain't really feel like no pimp. You know what I'm saying? Because the bitch was just in call, out call, shit in the hotel. You know, I ain't really feel like I was doing some pimping because, you know, the bitch was just, you know what I'm saying, basically just waiting on the fucking phone call, being a phone operator.
You wasn't doing no pimping, but what I'm saying is what really make you not doing no pimping is when they close Backpage and the other Red Book or whatever the fuck down, what them niggas do that had bitches that only wanted to work there.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yep, that's true.
What point them motherfuckers do then? See, well, I'm saying you
pimping.
Tell them is, yeah, you,
oh, fuck with
you no, they didn't do no pimping. They got them bitches sitting up living off them.
Yeah,
you know, and of course the bitch got a trick here and a trick there, but they getting $100, whatever, $40 a day instead of $7,000, $9,000. No, well, not 9,000, but you know, just you know, instead of a proper trap. I'm just saying, man. See, these dudes, they set themselves up for this shit, and then they want to explain it away. If was a real pimp, if they crazy right here, we going over there. Because it ain't got nothing to do with hooking up with some kind of hookup. Bitch is going to be on the track. 6 hours. Did you know this? 6 hours from wherever you at right now, any direction, you can find a major city where you can get some money. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
So what I'm saying is, why you gotta stay wherever you at where your bitch ain't getting no money? You don't.
Nah, you don't. You don't.
You only
I live out here in Miami.
Well, you really got places to get money. So what I'm saying is,
yeah,
the only reason you would do that is if you ain't really about the game.
Mm-hmm.
The game ain't stationary. The game is mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you guys make big mistakes. So I'm gonna put you back in. You got anything else you want to say?
Man, I got some more questions for
come
you,
on,
man.
Come
I don't
on.
Hold.
Don't take no long time, but come out.
Yeah. No, I was gonna. I should slip my mind, but I was gonna talk to you about interviews and basically really about that turnout shit. You know what I mean? Because the one thing about a turnout, well, I don't know how you operate, you know what I'm saying? I want to get some game from you as far as how your turnout game was, because, you know what I'm saying, how long it take you to turn a bitch out, you know, because sometimes it take 3 months, sometimes it take a month, sometimes it take, you know what I'm saying, a week, you know what I'm saying? Because I had problems.
Let me tell you something, man. It takes like 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
20 fucking minutes. And if that fucking bitch don't want to fuck with you, those 20 minutes, if they did mean something to her, she'll call you back or get in contact with you later. Because if the bitch ain't fucking with, I ain't even taking 20 minutes. Bitch, please. If your motherfucking ass, if you think I'm
man,
gonna
I got, man, I got to buy them motherfucking tools, man. I got to buy them tools, man. Hey,
man,
let me tell you something. Hey, man, I was going to get the tools, but what happened was, I don't know how that shit worked, because I had to cancel my bank.
Shit,
No, no, listen, listen. No,
then,
no, no, for
no,
real, listen.
I don't fucking want to hear that shit. Handle whatever it is. Do whatever you need to do.
Okay,
to
okay, yeah,
there.
Yeah. You go. You
well,
go see my name come up.
What I'm trying to tell you is this, man. You, if you had the tools, you'll understand what the arsenal. You understand what the arsenal is. I kick it with arsenals. Otherwise, if I'm going to talk to the bitch, I might have said I'm going to be the bashful guy. I might have said I'm going to be the very forward guy in my mind. And I got an arsenal for it. Otherwise, I got a conversation to where it's in 6, 7, 8 sentences. I'm going to know if this bitch want to fuck with me or not. I know that goddamn shit. And that's what my tools are about. You got to have an arsenal. You got to know how to, because if you say line one, you're expecting. See, listen to this. This is what an arsenal does. If you use the first line, you know there could be 6 or 7 different responses. So this first line that you use can have 6 or 7 responses. Now, there is a such thing as a response that you didn't actually have. But those 6 or 7 that you do have, this response that you got that you didn't expect, you immediately categorize it in one of those 6 or 7 responses. Therefore, if you can do that, then you can continue. But if you can't do that, right there, you know you ain't got no business talking to this bitch. You finna waste your time. Let's say you categorize it and you can go to the next, so you use your little next sentence. And you know what this is gonna get as a response. And she does in the same way what you did in the first one. You do that all the way until you don't get what you want. And when you don't get what you want is when you see you ain't got no business talking to this bitch from this point on. Let's say it's 6 sentences and you got to the 5th sentence. Still at that point, once you see you ain't got no business, it's just like if you had none of those sentences and you was going through the months of what dudes go through, you'll see whatever the first sentence showed you in 2 or 3 weeks, and in 2 or 3 weeks more, you'll see whatever the second and third sentence showed you. But what I'm saying is if you use these sentences, you finna see the shit right now. You ain't got to go through all this fucking with the bitch. Man, if a mother, you know what I tell them when I get ready to go? Baby, I am not trying to catch no motherfucking women that took the short bus to school. Because if you can't see who you fucking with right now, you don't deserve to even fuck with me. So I'm gone.
Yeah. That's how you got to think, man.
Hey, I tell them that. You know why I tell them that? Because I let them know that they're the loser. I'm not going to let them know that I couldn't get them because of whatever the fuck they was doing stopped me from getting them, you know, like you motherfuckers do. You crazy bitch. If you can't see, I'll even say it like that. You crazy motherfucking bitch. If you can't see who you fucking with, then that's why you one of them broke, spanking, and hungry motherfuckers talking about how
strong you are.
You just got to be able to do that kind of shit, man. You got to be willing.
I'll be on that shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'll be popping tools just like that, though.
Let me ask you this, and then I'm going to go. If you be on that shit, why the fuck you on this show talking about what you don't be getting?
What I said I don't be getting?
Well, what don't you be getting? You had a question.
Nah, I had a situation. You know what I'm saying? And
whatever word you want to use to make you comfortable, use it, but you're still on the show with it. So what was it?
Well, but the situation I was in currently, well, not currently, but you know what I'm saying, what happened was, you know, so far as the situation with the police, you know, I just wanted to know how would you handle
that
situation.
Bro, you ain't got to really do all that stumbling. You already told me you rode by and seen the bitch fucking with the police at him, and you was like, go.
Oh, no, my bad. That wasn't it. It was a turnout question. It was a turnout question that I had. As far as that note,
what about him?
No, I was saying that you know, basically your turnout game. You know, what I'm saying which one, like with me, my turnout game.
Hold
it used to take me a little.
Hold on. See, this is what I'm saying. When you guys are fucked up wrong, all you want to do is explain why. What I'm saying is, if you can ride by a bitch, see she being jammed, and you ain't scared, that means you got pimping up in you. Now, if you fucking with a turnout bitch, and you got pimping up in you, you gonna see everything you finna ask. And the reason you can't see it is because you ain't got pimping up in you, man.
I don't know about that right there.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying prove me wrong. Because I'm telling you, you ain't coming up. So something's going on.
you ain't coming up with no turnouts.
Something's going on.
Yeah, I ain't coming up with no turnouts. Yeah, I admit
prove
that.
Prove me wrong. Take your ass out there and get at them. And call me up next week. Let me know, motherfucker. I'll call me a turn.
Okay. I got you.
And then
you,
let
man.
Me know. You know what I'm saying?
Look forward to me next week, man. You know, so I'm definitely going to have something for you.
Good. I'm putting you back in. 832 Drew on this year. What's up?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Just
taking base with you, man. You know, last time I talked to you, I told you about my situation. I don't want to go into it, but what made me press one was, is something you did with this last caller that gave me like a deja vu that happened at the meeting. And I actually went back to like all the old archives to find these recordings of how you used to handle me. And it's one thing you did that made me wake up. You used to always tell me I make excuses. I hear you tell a lot of guys they make excuses. And when I had my little meeting, for some reason I heard you saying that shit, and I don't know if you ever told me this, but I was like, damn, you know, Rosebud got a point. Remember I told you I had my job situation, and I had to go to the hearing.
Oh, yeah, the hearing.
Yeah, but I found myself.
You did a meeting. You went to the hearing. What happened? Did you win?
Well, I got to go back tomorrow. But right now, it ain't going good, and it's my fault. Because instead of doing like you always advise me, by just thinking and doing shit, I found myself making excuses not knowing it. And the guilt I felt was like, damn, when you make excuses, you keep yourself stuck in the problem. And when I talk to Rosebud, even though I know what I'd be trying to say, if he challenged me, I find myself making excuses. So it kind of fucked me up, and when old boy was trying to give you an excuse about that, by buying your product, and you was like, I don't want to hear that bullshit, that kind of was a real positive thing you did for that dude, even if you don't know it.
Yeah, because but I don't see your motherfucking ass. I don't see nothing from you. So if
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, you know, I'm one of them hard-head motherfuckers. I know I got game, but I always check myself. And without even talking to you, you know, I ain't pressed one of the last two shows because I was really just soaking a lot of shit in just thinking about shit you told me. And when I find a realization, I'd be like, damn, that's why he cut me off a lot. He said I make excuses, and then I find myself doing the same shit. I didn't understand that shit the way you was putting it. But really, that was hard shit because one of them...
Did you have my shit? I think I did give you my shit.
You gave me part one, but I'll be honest with y'all, I don't listen to one because I didn't pay for it, so I feel like until I gave you something, I wasn't going to appreciate it. So I didn't go through the whole course. You know, I'm
a
stubborn motherfucker like that.
Do me a favor, man. Quit being a stubborn motherfucker and go through the shit that I gave you. Just go through it and do what it's saying. I'm putting you back in, man. We got 90 seconds. I'm trying to get everybody.
All right.
613, what's your first name? What's your question? 613-777.
What's
happening with you, man? Go ahead. I got you, bro. 613-777. I got you. Are you there? Are you there? Okay. I ain't finna, you know, waste all the goddamn time. 719-214. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What's up with you, brother?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Rosebud. I had a question. You one time mentioned the three pussies. Can you describe the one in her mouth? Because, I mean, we all know the one in her pants and her head, but I never heard that third one.
Pants, head, and mouth. That's him.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're talking about the one in her pants is a physical one. The one in her mind is, you know, getting in her mind. What's the one in her mouth?
Sucking your dick, man.
That's the third pussy? I thought it was something metaphorical or some shit.
No, I'm not being metaphorical. I don't do that kind of shit. I be straight-laced. I try not to use big words. I try not to use any type of things you got to interpret. Everything I'm saying, damn near, you can take verbatim. Her mouth is the third pussy, because if you want to come, you can stick your dick in her mouth and have her suck it and you come in it. Her head is another pussy, because if you motherfuckers get in her head and fuck her head, she's going to come on you before you even touch her physically. Her head is about mental sex, and the pussy between her legs is about physical sex, and the pussy between her mouth is not theoretical, but I don't know the exact word to put it, but it's not mental or physical. The pussy in her mouth is just another one for you to have, but you can have all three of them by getting one thing. What do you think that one thing is?
Knowing what you're all about.
The one thing that you get is the bitch. If you get the bitch, you're going to get her mouth, you're going to get her brain, you're going to get everything. But if you get her brain first, I'm not saying get the brain and you'll have a bitch. I'm saying if you get the brain first, she'll open to the physical, which is the pussy, if that's the case, and then the mouth goes along with being your bitch. So I'm just saying, the three pussies is that. You can make any analogy you want, but that's what they are.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right?
Yeah, hey,
Wait a minute, bro. I cut you off. What you want?
You said, what was that? I have one more for you, one more question.
Come on.
If you got a bitch that you don't really like, she's either real dumb, she's real ugly, you're just not clicking with her, but she's feeling you, what did you do in that case? You just let her go because she wasn't worth your time, or do you have some kind of tips to kind of keep her at distance so you don't have to talk to her that much and shit like that?
Well, do you have anything for her to do for you?
For sure, but it's...
Hold on, man. You know. No buts. Do you have anything for her to do for you?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you have her do that? Then, what I'm saying is, instead of you having to ask that question, you would be telling me how you got this broad you don't like that much, but I do have shit for her to do, and it makes her feel close to me, so I let her go on to do the shit. That would be me telling you, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know, you're supposed to be down. That's down and dirty. You know, the bitch don't have to be beautiful to go take care of what you want her to take care of. She could be a big old fat bitch, like on that Empire where you see that big old fat secretary, you know. But I'm saying, she ain't fine, but, she ain't scared to be fat. So you don't really think like that, but I'm saying you got to let the woman, whoever it is you fucking with, think like that. She ain't that fine, but she can take care of my business.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, I got you.
All right, for sure. 317, what's up with you?
Yo, bud, what it do, man?
What's happening with you, bro?
Greg Davis.
Greg Davis, what's happening, man?
You? I got this situation with this bitch, right? Now, she does what I want. You know, she gives me money. But it's, you already know, like, the situation where somebody gives you something and they feel like they can control you and dictate and whatever. Okay, make a long story short.
Forget all the description. Just go to what your question is.
Okay, when you in a situation like that and you only got one bitch, do you
No, I don't buckle in No, I don't let her control me. No, I don't let, because she's right, that I ain't going to have no money if she give it to me. I don't let none of that control me. I let the bitch know. I let the bitch know right off the top that if you want to think like that, then you don't want to fuck with me, because I wouldn't give a fuck. And you got to really be about that. Now, how did I know what you were saying, Gray? How did I know what you were leading up to?
I don't know.
Because I know shit. Because two or three words from what you're saying, listening to how you sound, I'm going to add two and two. This is how you got to be. You got to listen, man. I'm not saying nothing about what you said. I'm saying about how I can hear what's going on, how I can see what's going on. I done did that three or four times in this show tonight. Heard, saw, predicted, and was right. Now think about if you could do that with bitches.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, don't say okay, but do you hear what I'm saying? Think about if you could do that with bitches.
Mm.
Accurately.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you telling me whatever and you thinking all this stuff you need to tell me. I say, hey, man, don't tell me this, and I cut you off, say this, whatever. And it's right. I did that with three, four motherfuckers tonight. What I'm saying is, I do that with bitches. But I don't tell bitches, shut up, I know what you're saying. But I just know what they're saying, and I let them finish. And then I design my statement to include what they were saying as far as how I'm coming at them. But I'm going to design it to where I get what I want, because I'm not going to need you to say all of the 17 or 28 or the 900 words you need to say for me to hear what you're talking about, because I've experienced it before already. You know what I mean?
Makes perfect sense.
All right, man, for sure, Greg. Okay. Hey, 613. Wait a minute, Greg, you had something else? Greg, you had something else?
No, that was about it. I kind of figured that's what you was going to say, but I just wanted to get the official word.
Hey, check this out. This is what's wrong with you guys. You kind of figured that that's what I was going to say. But what if you would have took a chance and done whatever needed to be done based on you thinking that's what I'm going to say? Then we talked. And I said what I said, and it is what you thought. Think of what that would do for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Okay. 613-777, what's your
question?
Yeah,
Rosebud. What's up? Rosebud. Yeah, man. Sorry about before, you know, the phone cut out, but
your shit, come on, man. Your stuff has got some stuff going on. You got the volume down on your radio or whatever, computer.
Yeah, you can hear me now.
I got you. Go ahead.
Hello.
I got you.
Yeah. So, I wanted to ask you if you believed in signs. Like, if you get like a new bitch and you see certain signs happening, I want to know if you like believe in that or if you just stick to what you know.
I believe in the signs that indicate what I'm already thinking. I don't look for, let's say something happened and it's a sign to somebody else. It might not be a sign to me, because if it's not indicating anything about what I'm thinking, then it's not a sign to me. You know, there's too many things people do that can be interpreted as signs, but they're not signs. They're only signs when whatever is happening have something to do. Well, at least I think they're only signs when something that happens have some effect or can have some effect on your life as far as what you think. Then that's a sign. You know, like, let me tell you something. This is a, you know, fuck it. But anyway, I caught this broad, fine ass motherfucking bitch. And she was in here in my house. And she started, you know, raising her voice and cussing and saying some I said something, you know, that she didn't like. And she, you know, so what I'm saying right there was a sign that that the bitch is crazy, because I'm not finna fuck with no bitch like that, because she is in my house, and I have the right to believe and want what I want in my house. So you can't start screaming or thinking blah, 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 and you're in my house. But she didn't think that. So I saw that as a sign that I shouldn't fuck with that bitch, and I quit fucking with her. So signs are signs is what I'm saying.
Okay, because this bride I used to mess with, like 2 years ago, she popped back up in my life, and it was just crazy because I've been one deep for so long, and then I thought this was a good thing. So then,
one deep.
I'm rolling
what do you
with
mean? One deep. What do you mean? Been
just with a hustle partner, basically. You know what I mean? For the longest time.
Wait a minute,
time,
man. No, no, no. What do you mean when you say one deep?
Deep. Oh, I mean, just having one bitch, solo, one bitch, just me and the bitch, basically, solo.
Okay, Duar, are you saying you doing some pimping, or you got some shit in the streets in your mind, or what?
No, I'm doing some pimping. I'm definitely doing some pimping.
Okay, so when you say one deep, mean you got one hoe getting you some money. Go ahead.
Okay, so now the second hoe came along now, and that was looking good, but I kept getting these signs that I shouldn't fuck with her, so I didn't fuck with her, but I sent her to my homie, and now the signs found out that basically she's playing around, she's running off calls and all this stuff, but I don't know, like, she still wants to work, so I'm wondering if I should fuck with her or not, because now my boy doesn't want to fuck with her no more.
She didn't really add up for you, and you sent her to your friend. She didn't add up for your friend, but she still want to keep trying. So you asked me, should you fuck with her? Come on, man. No, you shouldn't fuck with her. She didn't work
out
with you, and you sent her to your friend, and she didn't work out for him. So what makes you think she's going to work out for you when she come back?
All right, that makes sense. That makes sense, OD.
All right, you guys.
Sometimes you want to stay down. That's why, right? Because you want to stay down.
Well, staying down don't mean doing stupid shit.
Okay.
Staying down means doing everything smart so you can stay down. All right, you guys. Look, this was a good show. You guys had a lot of questions. I wish you would have had more, but I do think we did some good shit tonight. I'm gone.